Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Movement Watches.
Movement Watches.
If you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. I love them.
Red hot comic book movie news. Shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet. The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Good to be here.
Got to keep it upbeat, Mason, because we've fucked this country into the dirt.
Oh, no.
So we just got to, you know, keep it going. No, definitely not.
Okay, then. Great. Terrific. Stay positive.
There was an election, everybody, but, you know, everything will be fine. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
The words you say indicate positivity, but the tone, less than positive.
Sure.
But let's not dwell on it. Let's talk about fun stuff.
Agreed. And speaking of Australia becoming a nightmarish hellscape that we can never escape from, Mortal Kombat's filming here next year.
It is in Adelaide.
In Adelaide of all places.
Yeah.
Listen up. You know what? It's not that bad. I was talking to Claire about the state of the nation, you know what I mean? There's some good things going on.
Well, Mortal Kombat's filming in Adelaide.
Obviously, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think, obviously, like, the candidates on both sides were not great, obviously.
Well, I mean, on one side you've got Liu Kang, the hero of Earth, and then the other side you've got Shao Kahn. And yeah. I would say there's a clear difference between those two.
I mean, because there wasn't really a distinct difference enough between the two of them is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess they can both shoot fireballs.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But Shao Kahn can't fire. I'm thinking of Shang Tsung.
Right,
he
okay.
can shoot fireballs, but they have like skulls in them.
Yeah, okay,
which
yeah.
is weird.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
We just got to wait and see how it plays out, don't we?
I think Liu Kang will probably defeat.
You think in the end?
Shao Kahn, yeah.
Okay, end, right, yeah.
But there might be some sort of time travel twist.
Oh.
Depending, because the new one's all about time travel. The new game is all about time travel. So I wonder what the plot of this one will be.
Do you think we'll be able to get some time travel to escape what's been happening?
In Australia.
Or Mortal Kombat. Whatever. What do we
I don't think we have the technology yet.
I just think if the world's on fire, maybe address it. Just look into it a little bit.
Yeah.
And maybe move towards sustainable energy sources because, you know, the shit that you dig out of the earth doesn't last forever. There's
it's
a
true.
Finite amount.
Of,
you can also
of
create
NetherRealm ectoplasm.
Even you can create new jobs in new areas is what I'm saying. And fix the fucking internet. Anyway,
yeah.
Mortal Kombat's filming, Mason.
Yep.
Next year, it's produced by James Wan, directed by Simon McQuaid.
Okay.
Mac and then Q-U-O-I-D.
Yeah,
this
cool.
is his first live-action film, but he's done some stuff in video games. I know he's done some, like, Call of Duty, like, movies and, like, cutscenes and things like that.
All right, okay.
He's got some talents,
that's
no
quite
doubt.
A jump.
Yeah, well, definitely.
But I guess that's, you know, McG was commercial director.
Can you think of a better example?
Nope.
Tim Miller. Deadpool.
Michael Bay did ads as well.
Can you think of a better example, Mason?
Tim Miller, Deadpool.
that is a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. So good, I guess, they're
that
doing
is,
this.
Yeah. Maybe, I mean, this might be the one that knocks it out of the park. We say that every time about video game adaptations. But they've had so many tries at Mortal Kombat. They must have refined it at this point. They got so close.
They
when
really
they did. quite recently when they did that. They did that fan film.
Yeah.
That was Mortal Kombat. It was set in the real world. And then they did that a slightly different version of that.
Like more fantastical.
More fantastical web series, which I thought was also pretty good.
Some of them were good. And
some of them were good.
Fine,
so maybe this
yeah.
one will be real, real good.
Yeah. Do you think that leaned too heavily on what if it was real?
No, not really.
You don't think so?
I think the short film did.
The short film did, yeah.
But the other one.
Turns out Raiden was in a mental asylum, but he really was Raiden.
That's true.
Hadouken. Hadouken, as he says.
Hadouken, indeed.
Yeah. I like. Do you have any favorite Mortal Kombat characters that you enjoy playing with?
I was always a big fan of Scorpion.
Yeah.
He was my go-to.
Okay. Mine's Sub-Zero.
Ooh.
Or Raiden.
We're traditional rivals then.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But now we've figured out that it was Quan Chi the whole time.
maybe?
Yeah. I am going to buy the new one.
The plot is insane.
It really is. Yeah. I am going to buy the new one because I do like those games, but I'll wait till it's... Well, the
gold edition.
The gold edition, and they've taken out all the garbage, basically.
The game of the year and all the downloadable characters are in there already. I would be interested to know, are they going to go back to basics? Are they going to be like, well, it's the first Mortal? Because, there's so much lore and there's so much plot at this point. Do you throw in, is it just the original Mortal Kombat but, like, updated, or is it...
I don't think you need to do that. I think people get it at this point.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. I think you can just go, it's a few years in and there's a tournament every now and then. And it's for the fate of the realm!
All right, okay. All right. So is it original?
All I'm saying is there's original... a finite amount of... So go on.
Well, I mean, you know, they say there's global warming, but Sub-Zero can shoot cold out of his hand. So what's really happening, you know? Do they do original Sub-Zero? Because he's dead now.
Or his brother.
His brother.
No, he's a robot now.
He's not a robot.
No, they turned original Sub-Zero into a robot.
But he's not a robot anymore. They unroboted him.
How do you do that?
Now he's noob
Cybot. Oh, because they got him from time or something?
Yeah.
Because I know 9 or 10 did time travel. I didn't play the last one, but I played the last one where they go back and redid the entire saga.
Yeah, but the original Sub-Zero died and then they replaced him with...
Sub-Zero's brother.
Yes, but
then... Grub-Zero.
But the Grub-Zero, but then Sub-Zero, the original Sub-Zero is Noob Cybot, who's the black...
Yes.
Spirit character who was originally just a joke character, and now he's in the mythos.
Yeah,
and I think second Sub-Zero was turned into a cyborg, but then he was unsyborged.
Oh yeah, he was turned into a sexy robot.
That's right.
Yeah,
well, I never said sexy robot, but that's
you were thinking it, Mason.
There.
He was thrusting his hips as he was saying.
Oh, yes, oh,
does he have dreadlocks? That one at the back. A lot of them do.
I think they all have dreadlocks. Yeah,
all the robots have dreadlocks.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think we need an origin to be like. The characters meet each other and it's like, Liu Kang, you got to fight in this tournament. But he's like, but I'm not ready. I can't even do my bicycle kick yet or whatever.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He can do it. He can do the bicycle
And I think that was maybe the downfall of the original one is he couldn't...
Do the bicycle kick?
I think he could do the bicycle kick, but he couldn't do the fireball. He does the fireball right at the end.
Okay.
He's just a regular dude until the end and then fireball.
I think that's okay though because it's the 90s and...
Yeah, right.
You know,
nobody committed in the 90s.
Nobody committed to anything.
Yeah.
That guy was good though.
Yeah, I remember.
As Liu Kang.
Yeah.
Some of those people were good in those roles.
Agreed.
Raiden.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Christopher Lambert.
Christopher Lambert.
Yeah.
Bring him back?
No. Somebody else and better.
Okay, somebody else and better.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Okay, well, here's
so
some...
What, so where... Okay, but before... So where do you want the plot to be? Like what era? Do you want just... Because the modern one's very confusing.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't go... Like, there's been 10 Mortal Kombat tournaments and now
there's
time travel. You wouldn't go that. But I think you could move it down the line a little bit.
Okay,
like they are with Batman, for example, which we'll get to in a moment.
I reckon they're just going to do straight reboot.
Yeah,
I reckon it's going to be like, what's going on? Well, there's a tournament.
I'm Johnny Cage. I'm a moving star.
Yeah, exactly.
Who do they get for Johnny Cage? Because you need someone who's sort of... the guy from Entourage, obviously.
Yeah, Johnny Drama.
No, I was going to say Vince, because he's good at pretending to be a famous guy.
That's true, yeah. Uh-huh.
He's nailed it at this point.
No, I reckon Johnny Drama. You know?
Yep. And E can be Goro.
Yes, absolutely. Turtle not Goro? Turtle can be Motaro, who's the guy...
Oh, the tiger one?
No, he was like a bull.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Centaur
that's right.
kind
yeah,
of guy, yeah.
Apparently difficult to program for because, like, you don't have the proportion. All of them have, like, rough human proportions.
Yeah, right.
But that one, weird, like, centaur man.
Yeah.
Turtle.
Did you know Turtle was claymation the whole time in Entourage?
I did not know.
It's true. Yeah.
They must have spent a lot of money and time on that show.
Yeah. But it was the best show ever made, so...
Oh, yeah, it was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yep.
This series struggles on for some reason. Angel has fallen.
The Weekly Planet?
Oh. Yeah, but that is not untrue.
It's not inaccurate, is it?
Angel has fallen.
So this is a sequel to Olympus Has Fallen and London Has Fallen in whatever order they were in.
I think it was Olympus Has Fallen first because that one came out at the same time.
And that also makes
White
sense.
House Down.
Yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
You can't start with the London Has Fallen.
No. Unless that's from a nursery rhyme or something, is it?
Well, London Bridge is falling down,
etc. Yeah, okay, that's
so
probably
forth.
True, right. Okay.
I bet there's probably a slow version of that song in the trailer.
Yeah, I bet there is.
You seen these?
I've seen maybe the first one.
I agree.
But I've also seen But I've also seen White House Down, which is the superior model of this.
I don't know if it
which
is.
Which is, there's a, no, it's fun. At
I
least.
Think Olympus Has Fallen is better than White House
wow,
Down.
Wow, all right.
Yeah.
Controversial.
Yeah.
Wow, this is going to be one of the rare we disagree slightly on some things episode.
That we don't really know if we've seen.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, so Jerry Butler's back. Where's he from? Who's to say?
Yeah.
What's his accent?
We don't know.
We don't know. But his dad's Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
How did he find him? He works for the goddamn president. That's how. Right. That's how he knows.
But also, how did he get this job protecting the president if his dad is some sort of weird out-in-the-woods doomsday prepper? You'd think that would disqualify you straight away.
Yes, it definitely would.
Unless he became the weird doomsday prepper after Jerry Butler got the job.
But even then, they'd probably still disqualify
him. I think you would. They'd be like, listen, your dad's ruined this for you. Your dad's gotten you fired.
It happens.
Yeah. Maybe they had a maybe, you know what, though? Maybe this has happened, like, they had a disagreement at the Christmas dinner table, like Christmas 2018.
Yeah.
And he's just, Nick Nolte's immediately gone out and become a doomsday prepper.
Mm.
Maybe that's the key.
That's
here.
Entirely possible.
Like, he was totally normal. And then he's like, drones? No, thank you. I'm going to go out and live in the woods. So it's just, and he's grown the beard since then.
He probably also saw London Has Fallen or Had Fallen.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, well, I got to get ready for if where that's I true. Live has fallen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's being framed for the murder of the attempting
didn't
to murder
didn't that happen
the
in the last two?
I don't know.
We don't. No one knows.
But the president's no longer Aaron Eckhart. It's
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, who was the vice president in some of these, maybe?
Or in White House Down, who knows?
Didn't the last one, did he not protect the president and he was shot? And now Morgan Freeman's the president?
I think this is a testament to the power of narrative, first of all, but also the power of narrative within the Has Fallen-iverse, which is that we don't know. I've seen one of these, but who knows
who
which one
know, yeah.
And who knows what happened in it.
Yeah.
They all blur together.
They certainly do.
What else happens in this? Drones?
Drones that look like birds, but they're drones.
So what happened? What the plot seems to be that a huge swarm of exploding drones is sent out to kill the president and some of his aides while they're fishing. They're on a fishing trip.
He just wants to get out of DC, mate. Any chance to get out of the bloody
that's
boardroom.
That's right. Those pencil pushes. Yeah.
He just wants to be out in nature.
Fish throw, get the bloody
doesn't even
out.
Matter if you catch anything on those. It's just about the ambience.
Just have a nice time out, you know. Just
bring a Sanger.
Bring a Sanger.
Bring a cool case of beer. Cool Coors Light, mate.
Yeah. Give me some Coors Light. Bless you, America. Bless you. Saluting to you.
Yes.
And then the drones come out and they blow up everything.
Yeah.
And he's clearly in harm's way for a huge amount of it.
And he's saved also by Johnny Has Fallen.
Yeah, but then they're like, okay, Jerry Butler.
Yeah.
Even though you were nearly killed multiple times here, you were definitely involved here.
And he's like, I've been set up.
Yeah.
And they're like,
probably like the last time. And then it was revealed I wasn't set up. Well, this time's probably different.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's never different. It's never different. Where am I from?
Yeah. Anyway, we're probably not going to watch this until it's on Netflix.
Yep, absolutely.
If even then.
Mm.
Good on it. You want some Black Widow updates?
Yes.
Black Widow is apparently rumored to take place between Civil War and Infinity War. So after she's on the run for punching up that airport.
Yep. But before, spoiler alert, 1, 2, 3, she falls off that mountain and dies.
Yes.
Mm.
So, but also before the events of Infinity War. So well before.
She falls off the mountain and dies.
By many years. So it sounds like it will be a prequel, but it won't be
the pre-prequel.
The pre-prequel.
Okay, right.
The prequel.
Do you think they could set up somehow some element in that period where it saves her somehow?
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe she, you know, there's some sort of...
Like she puts her mind into a robot using a bunch of PlayStations like Chappie?
Yes, exactly. Mm, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I want to watch a Chappie Black Widow movie? Yeah.
Oh, do you think she does it right at the start and then it's just a PlayStation running around, like assassinating dictators and stuff?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
Voice of, what's his name as well? The voice of
Ninja.
Chappie. Yeah, no, the other guy. Whose voice is Chappie? He's also in things. He's South African. He doesn't like prawns, but then he becomes a prawn.
Yeah, that guy.
Charlton Copley.
Charlton Copley, right.
Yeah, very good.
South Africa's Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
He kind of is.
Yeah,
he's got the hair.
Yes.
He was in the A-Team.
Yep.
Gerard
Butler in the A-Team?
No, but he would be in the A-Team.
Yeah, because he might have been.
Yeah, he might have been in the A-Team, exactly. You cannot rule it out.
I really can't.
Mm.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I'd rather a modern-day one. But what I'm saying is, like, maybe sometime in between there, we set up, like, okay, well, she meets a cosmic being, and they're like... I mean, that's kind of out of character for Black Widow, but you never... And she said she's never been to space, so...
Oh, that's true.
I don't know, but maybe she does back up her
brain.
She's
a liar.
Yeah, maybe she's a liar.
I don't think she backs up her brain. I think it's just a...
It's just a prequel,
just
yeah.
Just a prequel. Okay, or an in-between-quel, okay, as they're calling them these days. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Kevin Feige also has said in an extensive Q&A,
uh-huh,
one of the things that he was asked about was the Mandarin and whether the Mandarin will return.
Yes.
And the simple answer he gave was yes.
Okay.
People are thinking maybe Shang-Chi movie.
Oh, yeah. Pretty good.
Are they enemies of sorts?
Have they ever met? I don't know.
Everybody's an enemy of everybody.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
In the Marvel Universe.
Look, as we talk about that, I'm going to Google it real quick.
Okay.
And just see what happens. But didn't he also say, in regard to people always asking, hey, when the snap happened and all the people disappeared, what about the people on planes when this got snapped back? Where were they?
Safe.
Well, he was like, well, we call the Hulk Smart Hulk. So, yes, he figured that out.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Mm.
So...
Yes.
It also seems like they're not really going to be doing one shots because those kind of narratives they're going to weave into the Disney Plus stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because that makes more sense as well to do it like that.
Agreed, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, financially, you know what I mean? Money wise.
Yes.
Coins and such.
Pay more for more streaming services.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
You lock them in forever.
That's right.
Patreon.com/MrSundayMovies.
Yeah.
Lock them in.
Lock them in, chuck in a buck.
That's right.
All you need is a clever little rhyming catchphrase.
You'll get them. Mm-hmm. You'll get any idiot.
Yeah. Look, the first 20 results for Shang-Chi Mandarin are, hey, Shang-Chi, the Mandarin could be Shang-Chi's dad. There's a lot of that.
Or the other way.
Yep, or the other way. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all related to, maybe they could tie them in together. There's no, it's not like, hey, what about this 100 times they fought in the comic books? I can't see anything here. So.
Maybe they're not related.
There could just be two dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Two different dudes.
Oh, that could be the title.
Two different
Shang-Chi
dudes.
Shang-Chi versus the Mandarin, two different
they're
dudes.
Two different dudes.
Yeah. And Shang-Chi's on the couch and he's eating pizza.
Yeah.
And he's got sunglasses on.
Yep.
And then behind him, the Mandarin's got a vacuum cleaner. And he's like, Shang-Chi.
We're two different dudes here. So.
I can't believe I got sentenced to be your butler.
So you're happy about this, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I like the Mandarin.
You like the Mandarin. You're the only person in the world who doesn't like Iron Man 3.
Correct, yes. All those things are true.
Every now and then, someone will be like, hot take. Iron Man 3 is the best movie or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's a pretty hot take.
Yeah.
But...
They're burning their Criterion collection in like a barbecue at the back.
Yeah.
As a YouTube video and they're like, I've just seen Iron Man 3 and these are all going in the bin, to be honest.
But,
did you know Michael Bay's in the Criterion collection? I don't know. That's all I had. I was hoping you knew and could fill in the blank.
Well, I don't know
that. Okay, I'm going to look it up.
Okay. Probably Bad Boys?
Probably Bad Boys.
Let me check. Armageddon.
Wow. All
and right. Also The Rock.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did not see that coming.
No.
Yeah.
The Rock's pretty good.
The Rock is good, but is it the Criterion Collection good?
Well, I don't know. Is Iron Man
3? I say that with a huge ignorance of what is in the Criterion Collection.
Yeah, what does it actually mean to be in the Criterion Collection?
Yeah, right.
Mm.
I mean, if the Criterion Collection is for like, here's an example of like, here's peak genre of something, then maybe throw The Rock in there.
Yeah, why not?
Why not, you know?
Why not?
Mm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't collect DVDs, do you? Or physical medias like that? I collect, like, video games I keep.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I collect anything? And I turn around, I've got, like, four boxes of video games. It's 2002. And I'm like, maybe I do.
Yeah. That doesn't count. I don't think that counts as collecting, though.
Just having?
Just because you know, it's not like you get them and you put them up on your wall and you're like, one day I'll get to that.
Yeah.
You play it and then
you
just haven't thrown it away or given it
away. No, less so now. Like, I look at my PlayStation games and I'm like, I've beaten every one of these. And I look at my PS4 games and I'm like, I played Owlboy for 7 minutes.
Yes.
I didn't touch it again.
Because of your fear of owls?
It might be that,
you're like, I'm going to immersion therapy. I'm going to play this owl-based game. Didn't work.
Nah,
still scared of owls.
Don't like it. But I won't throw it out. Because I'm a collector.
Yeah, well, look, I buy stuff on Blu-ray now.
Yeah.
Not all the time. Like, if it's on streaming or I can, you know, rent it or whatever, I probably won't. But if it's something like, if it's some big spectacular, I'll probably get it. And just because things keep disappearing off Netflix.
Yeah, fair.
Anytime you want to watch it.
Yeah. What about if, like, say, when they change the format, where,
if it went up to 4K or 8K.
4 years, you pull out your eyeball and you put in, like, a ball that's got Iron Man 3 in it and you stick it into your socket and then you can
see. Do I have to interchange them for every movie?
I guess you do.
Huh.
Make sure you use the same eye, though, every time.
That seems incredibly unpleasant and painful. But I guess. Also, I want them all on my shelf. Imagine all the different eyeballs.
They'd be rolling off the shelf. They'd be rolling off the shelf.
I mean, they'd be rolling off the shelf because they're so popular. You know what I mean?
Sure.
These are just rolling off the shelf.
What is the next physical media? Is there anything, or is it just going to be, like, is it just going to be streaming, do you think?
I think it's probably Disney will buy Netflix.
Yeah.
And then the eyeball thing.
Then what do we do?
Then get delivered. They're going to reverse
TVs
it.
Watch us. Is that what happens?
Yeah. That's right.
Great.
Makes you think.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
That's...
Do you have any Netflix news, speaking of?
Do I?
Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah, Black Mirror.
Speaking of pulling out your eyeball and putting Iron Man 3 in
and
there.
And is your phone you or are you your phone?
Yeah, right.
Is it what, who's really on the phone?
That's
you
right.
Or your phone, you know?
Yeah.
As with all Black Mirror trailers... Who knows?
Who knows what's happening? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's a man who's had enough, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's had enough of cheating on his wife with a robot, probably. And he's ready to gouge his eyes out with a bit of glass.
But he's a robot.
What?
And his wife is also a robot.
What?
He's cheating on a robot with a robot, and he's a robot.
Wow.
And it's in a phone.
What?
Yeah, it's someone's eye.
What?
So.
Anthony Mack is in this. Like that.
He is too, yeah. And the guy.
Miley Cyrus is in this.
But I guess it's like some kind of virtual pop star or something.
Do you think it's some sort of riff, if you will, on her being Hannah Montana and the duality
Very
of
possible,
personas
Mason.
And blah, 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 maybe.
Maybe.
Do you think Billy Ray Cyrus is
That's what
is
I was going to ask. Are you implying that Billy Ray Cyrus is going to show up?
Yes.
Who do you think is going to be like the persona for Billy Ray Cyrus? Is it going to be Billy Ray Cyrus as the onstage performer?
Yep.
Or is the guy putting on the VR suit? Like, does he become Bono, say?
Oh, I see, right. You know what I think happens is it's Billy Ray Cyrus as he is now.
Yep.
And then when he puts on the VR suit, he becomes Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart era. Because that's Mullet. How he imagines himself to be, right?
Yeah.
In his mind, he's never aged from that.
Yeah.
But in real life, I assume he has significantly.
I can't picture him otherwise.
No, I can't either.
Yeah. There you go. No, I think you're right. There's also a guy who's like, everybody's on their phones too much.
Yeah.
He does a Michael Douglas falling down.
Yeah.
But everybody's on their phones too much.
And to notice.
And and maybe a cheeseburger's too
They're
much
like,
as well.
Shh, we're on our phones.
Too much.
Too much.
We knew there was going to be more. I didn't think it was going to take this long because Bandersnatch came out in like late December and it's June 5th.
Huh.
Also,
seems like a breeze to me.
Yeah.
I feel I'm still going through Bandersnatch options.
Are you?
No. I wonder if they've. I'm going to look and see if they've unearthed any more Bandersnatch secrets.
Okay. I do wonder though whether this is the whole season Bandersnatch and these three, because I think last time they did six, but Bandersnatch is such an involved project.
Yep.
That it makes me think this could be the full season five.
Yeah.
Whatever we're up to at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Upon reflection, because I remember you saying Bandersnatch. Is okay.
Yeah.
You thought it was okay.
Yeah.
Do you still think it's just okay?
Yeah. I haven't thought about it.
Okay. You haven't thought about it at all still. Okay. Yeah. I've been thinking about nothing else.
What do you
all
think?
All the endings.
What about you though? When
I think it's, back? I think again, based on the fact that after that we got Bear Grylls falls off a mountain if you don't get him to the hold on to something.
Yeah? Do you watch it?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that the Bandersnatch, they really put some effort in. I think they should be commended.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Completely agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting experiment from probably the best version of that that we'll ever get.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. I googled Bandersnatch secrets, and at the rap.com it says Black Mirror Bandersnatch has a secret ending with a crazy Easter egg. This is from March. Oh, wow. And I've tried to open it, and it's like, cannot open page. That's the twist. Network connection was lost.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Really makes you think, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that...
Wait, it's loading now.
Oh, I was going to say, is that in itself is that a Bandersnatch ending itself?
That is a Bandersnatch ending in itself,
it's
yeah.
It's filtered into the real world.
Yeah, that's right.
Great.
Okay. So this is the most recent thing in March. So let's see if there's any... No, it's the same one.
Which one's that?
It's the one where you get on the bus and instead of the tape you selected, it's the tape that says Bandersnatch.
That was like in December.
I know. This is from March, though.
Come on.
But James, we're in March. Right now.
No, we're not.
Bandersnatch.
We're not in March.
Black Mirror.
And Bandersnatch also didn't come out in March.
Check your Google calendar.
I did. I'm looking at it now.
Now it's gone.
What do you
now
mean?
Now it just says Black Mirror. Just says Black Mirror. Look a bit closer. You're trapped in your Google calendar.
So.
You're trapped in a Google calendar and there's you got to go to a school working bee. Tomorrow.
I don't want that.
Nah, but you have to though.
But I'm in my calendar?
Yep.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Nice, cool.
It's options apparently. I've been looking into it for schools.
Oh, yes.
A lot of schools is you can go to the things and like help at the school.
Yep.
Or you can just pay like $200. And I'm like, well, that's the easiest money I'll ever spend. Pay this much. I don't want to stand next to a guy who's telling me how to shovel fucking tambark, all right?
Mm.
If I can go there and wear earmuffs, I'll do it.
All right.
But other than that...
You want to be on leaf blower duty, basically.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Yeah. I don't care.
All right. Okay.
What's
cool.
the thing where you don't talk to people? That's not
sitting
true.
In a room like a hermit,
listening to a podcast.
That's exactly what it is. Yes,
it's you know what. But community is important. I'm actively going to get involved.
Okay,
I'm gearing myself up for it.
Terrific.
I'm going to be one of those guys.
All right,
all right,
all right.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
Wow, he's committed on a podcast
to being the worst version of myself.
Terrific.
Okay, speaking of things returning, Rick and Morty season 4 returns this November.
Ooh,
I wonder if the sheen and the shine is going to. Peel away by the time it rolls around. People are like, oh, we've seen all this and it's more of the same or whatever.
All right.
What I mean? It's been a while now.
Yeah, okay.
2014 was maybe the first season.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Were reactions to the most recent season mixed?
I think it was good on the whole, but yeah, there was definitely a bit of like, as there is with everything.
Yeah, right. And I think the last season was
peak. I demand they remake it.
Yeah, the last season was peak, I think, Rick and Morty Bad Apple fans going insane. I think it was peak bad behavior, so maybe the shine will come off.
Yeah. I mean, everything does. You know what I mean? Like, Family Guy was the edgiest thing in the world at one point.
Do you think that the plot that is seemingly unfolding, like the hidden...
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to emerge in this
Definitely.
Season?
Definitely, yeah.
Do you think that this is going to be the last season because it seems like they're struggling to put out...
They did like 70. They've committed to like 70 episodes.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
do you think? Okay, so do you think there's going to be a resolution to the evil Morty plot?
Yes.
In this season?
Oh, no.
Okay, right, great.
No, I think they're going to, extend it out a bit.
Because I feel like maybe that is the storyline they've been weaving through for a bit.
Yeah.
And that, I feel, is maybe the plot. That's where the plot is peaking.
Yes.
Like, I think this might be the revelation. There might be a revelation of maybe this Rick and Morty aren't the original Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I'd say
duo,
almost certainly, yeah.
And maybe, again, I think that people have floated that the evil Morty...
was the original Morty, yeah.
That our Rick has abandoned many years ago.
Yeah,
and maybe that's what's going to come up. So I think if they resolve all this in this upcoming season, they won't have another plot to fall back on.
Yeah.
So
I recently watched... because every now and then, like, it'll cycle back on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And I watched that... Return, like that evil Morty one. That's a great episode, yeah. But also, I could also see them just solving it in a minute.
Yeah, right, in like one episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in 5 minutes.
Yeah, like they did when Rick was trapped at the end of the last season and then the season after he got out.
It just escaped immediately. Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So, yeah. Uh-huh. I can see it going any number of ways.
Do you feel like the showrunners of Rick and Morty are like... I wonder how that emerged. Do you think it was just like, well, I don't want to deal with a whole season where he's trapped in a thing. I'll just say he escaped. Or do you think it was just like...
I think they planned it.
They think they were like, cliffhanger, resolve the cliffhanger straight away.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Because you don't really need to see anything beyond that, I feel.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember they released it on April Bloody Fool's
Day. Don't mind if I do.
What I did like about that, Justin Roiland gets asked like every day when's the next season is. And so on that day, a guy asked him and he just went, fine, here it is. And he just tweeted it out to that one guy.
Oh, that's fun.
Just waiting. What else we got here? Ah, yes. Star Wars news.
Oh, no. All right, hit me with it. Go ahead.
The new trilogy will apparently be the one that's in 2022, 2024, 2026.
Okay.
Will be the GTO bros themselves. Not us. We're big GTO bros.
Do you mean GOT bros?
What did I say?
GTO bros.
Nah, I mean that. Because we're the GOT bros. Yeah, they're the GTO bros.
Okay.
They're the Games Thrones of bros.
Okay, good. Games Thrones of.
Yes. Speaking of... I don't know whether we're going to do an episode or we're going to talk about Game of Thrones next week.
Yeah.
Because next week is John Wick, Brightburn, Aladdin. So, no, John Wick's this week.
Yes.
Would be Game of Thrones, Aladdin, Brightburn. So, yeah, right. I don't know. Maybe we'll do a video on it. I don't know.
Okay. But it's kind of, the final episode is unfolding right now as
we record.
So,
yeah,
yes. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
so.
Yeah, we got to this one a little late. So I'm going to have to bloody get in the bloody editing chair. Do you know what I mean? It was late
the
last
week. The
same chair
you're currently in?
No, I don't like editing in this chair. I'll edit on the couch.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Yep, all right.
I'll lie down on a couch.
Okay.
I don't know whether that's good for me or bad for me.
Lying down on a couch.
Yeah.
Constantly looking at a laptop.
Yeah.
Never moving your face from a laptop.
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, it can't be worse than sitting in an office chair, or it is worse, because people are like, you should sit on one of those balls, but apparently they're really bad for you as well.
Right.
So I was lying down right. Have I done the right thing? Standing desks, no good apparently.
James.
Yeah.
None of them are good for you, Black Mirror. It's the looking at the it's looking at the computer that's doing it to you.
I think the trick is...
James, look, you're not sitting on a chair at all. You're just sort of squatting with nothing below you because you're so obsessed with your computer. You've just adopted the pose. Your legs are wasting away, though.
But
Black Mirror.
I think the idea is you just got to get up every half an hour.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Black Mirror.
You've just gotten up, but guess what? You're back in the chair.
No.
You got up and you now you're on the roof, but you're in a chair also.
The new Star Wars trilogy will be David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. It's been confirmed in a... Bob Iger, your dad, was speaking to the shareholders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So people are not happy about that, I guess, because of Game of Thrones.
The shareholders aren't happy?
No, they're fine with it.
Okay, right.
I mean, people
the
online.
Fans. Yeah, yeah. Fans are demanding a remake.
Yes.
They've done it again.
They've done it again. What do you think about remakes and... Well, I mean, people have asked us to address it, like remakes and petitions and all that kind of stuff.
I think that you need to take a piece of art as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if everything you wanted to come to fruition in this season did, I think a lot of people would be like, yawn.
Right,
I've seen it all before. Yeah.
Like I definitely, we'll talk about it, but I have problems with it, but it's done.
It is done.
Like there'll be another thing.
Yeah,
It doesn't matter, man.
Yeah. I think people are also, I think a lot of the reason people are mad is because, from what I'm told, HBO said to the two guys, we'll give you as much time and as much money as you want to finish this saga however you want. And they went, nah, we'll do it in six.
Yeah.
We'll just knock it out in six. It'll be fine. And I think there's... Look, we'll talk about it if we do a Game of Thrones video, but it's not so much where some of the characters ended up as of the second to last episode. It's more that... There was a real narrative jump there. It wasn't it wasn't that, okay, well, this character started here in season one and now they're here.
Yeah.
People don't mind that. It's so much that they had, you know, a good solid character development up until the most recent season and then they just flipped.
Yeah.
And if there was enough time, the character could have evolved to where it is now.
I think with some slight tweaks, you could even make it work. But because you haven't finished it yet. We'll talk about it when you... Because you're watching them all tomorrow, is that
right? Yeah, I'm watching them all tomorrow,
All 15 hours or whatever.
That's right.
Yep. Whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Because I think except for the first two, they're all an hour 20.
So, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, so settle in, Mason.
I'm going to settle in.
Yeah. Anyway, they're doing Star Wars. Okay. I guess.
Well, see, and again, because they're like, the thinking seems to have been that they're like, we'll just clear the slate.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones is out and we'll just do...
Yeah.
Couldn't they have just given Game of Thrones to somebody else?
No.
Okay, then.
I mean, they probably got offered a lot of money.
That's probably
and maybe
got
they
a
want
lot
to see out this story, just like we want to see out this podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
How do you think this will end?
A gunfight.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just directly across from each other?
Oh, no, we're bystanders.
Oh, we're shot in a gunfight.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it just in the regular, like a main street near us? Why are we hit?
It's a good question. It's drones.
Oh, yeah.
It's the drones from earlier.
Actually, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
The other thing that he brought up was, he said there's obviously the two Star Wars TV shows that are happening, Cassian Andor and The Mandalorian, mm-hmm. which looks terrific.
Yeah.
I think Mandalorian's going to make a lot of people happy because it's like Star Wars for adults.
Yeah, you know right.
Because I think I genuinely feel like the movies are for everybody. Mm-hmm. There's the cartoon shows are for kids, but you know, you can be an adult and watch them.
Yeah, right, for sure. Uh-huh.
And this is going to be some adult stuff. So I think maybe they should have done this a bit earlier so people didn't complain as much.
So do you think this is for maybe for people who watch Star Wars as kids and then they've grown up and they're like, well, I'd like the universe, but I'd rather not.
Yeah. What if IG-88?
What if IG-88? Thank you. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what maybe they should have done this like 2 years ago.
Do you think this is going to have the same epic scope as your movies? Or do you think it's going to be more? Okay, right. You don't think it's going to be more human stories?
No, I think, yeah, it will be. But I think it's also going to look like a movie.
Yeah, nice.
Like the way that some TV shows look like movies.
Uh-huh, for sure. And some TV.
But no, I do mean like as in like the universe is at stake and whatever.
Yeah, I mean smaller scope. Yeah,
yes. Then yes to the thing you said.
Cool, yeah, nice.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But they said a third TV show is in development. We don't know what. People are saying Obi-Wan series because that's been rumored to be a movie and then shift into a TV series. Yeah, also, that's the only thing I want to see.
Right?
Like you can shut it all down after that.
For sure, yeah.
That's all I've wanted this whole time. Yeah, so.
But what if it's not what you want? Will you demand a remake?
Oh, well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
If it's not what I want, then yes, because I demand a thing. I don't own it. I never had any creative control in any of it initially.
Yeah.
But it's mine. And it's mine.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, nobody's ever disputed that Obi-Wan solo series hasn't been yours, all right?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Like, what I also don't like about the petitions is the thousands of articles that are like, look at these people who want petitions. Like, you're the one perpetuating this.
That's
as
true,
well. Like,
yeah.
If you don't like it. Just like we're doing as well, I guess, in talking about it. Yeah.
Yeah, but we've had an additional third layer of meta commentary, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So in other news, it was reported from Variety that Robert Pattinson is in the final negotiations for Batman. Mm. And then another publication was like, hang on, also Nicholas Holt. And then someone else was like, I heard Armie Hammer. So
yes.
It's probably Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
What are we going to go with? Are we going to go with Robert Battinson?
Yes.
Or are we going to go with Batman?
What about Robat Batten's
Bat?
Bat.
Robat Batten's Bat. Okay, good. All right. Because I think the two that I suggested were probably more mainstream. You know, they were a bit.
You've added a third layer.
Yeah, we've added a third layer with Robat Batson Bat. So we're going to go with that. That's his new... That's
Robat Batten Bat.
Yeah, Robat Batten Bat. So because, you know, Batfleck was a thing for a long time. So we need to settle into one. If this is going to be rumors and speculation for a long time, we need a simple nickname for Robert
Something
Pattinson.
Something that just rolls off the tongue.
Just rolls off the tongue so we can, when we refer to him, we can use it as that.
That's right.
So it's Robat Bat...
Robat Bat and Bat.
Okay, cool.
Because if you look at Nicholas Holt, what do you make that?
Nicholas Bat.
It could be anyone. It could be Nicholas Cage.
No, but it's not. It's Nicholas Holt.
Battleless Bat.
That makes it clearer, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Nicholas Batman Holt.
Yeah, well, that's not bad either. Mm-hmm. What do you think about...
Rob Pattinson?
I couldn't even think of the name we gave him.
Robat Battenbat. I think he's good.
Agreed.
Yeah. And again, the Twilight movies came out like more than 10 years ago at this point.
I think there was more people yelling at people about that than people complaining about Twilight. Mm. I think most people know that he's a good actor.
Yeah.
I know that there's petitions and whatnot and so forth.
Uh-huh.
But I think most people know. I think it's a good choice. I don't think it's that controversial.
Yeah.
I think it's a very good choice.
I think he started out wanting to be a character actor or an actor's actor, and then he just got cast in a really high-profile
and terrible
piece of fluff entertainment. And now...
Since then,
he's had some profile.
Yeah.
Like, credit to him for not just doing...
You could have done that, yeah.
Teen movies and action movies or whatever.
He did The Rover.
Yeah.
He did the one where his brother and him rub a bank.
He did the one where he's just in a limo for the whole movie.
Yeah, apparently it's not great.
All right.
But he's good.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
And of course, he was Cedric Diggory.
He was Cedric Harry Diggory, Potter, that's
so
true. Yeah,
there you bloody go. Mm-hmm. But no, I think he's a great choice. And people also like, well, he's too skinny or whatever, but that's fine.
Anybody can say
not a problem.
Anybody can get shredded. He's probably Chris Hemsworth Like yeah. Home and Away era.
Yeah, look at Chris Hemsworth from like 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fit, look, yes. But not an enormous man.
Exactly. Like Christian Bale as well has been a bloody yo-yo of a yeah, human being. Yeah. You know
it is
I mean?
Not difficult to get shredded in Hollywood if a movie studio is paying for all your training sessions and all your food and it's just designed around that and you don't have to go to a real job.
No.
You can just get shredded.
To the gym 4 hours a day or whatever. Yeah. Exactly.
Remember when
and who was steroids.
It? What's the guy Rob McElhenney from
Robert Battens?
Yeah, Robert Battenbat from Always Sunny.
Didn't yeah, he, exactly.
He was fat for one season of Always Sunny, and then he was hugely ripped. And he just put up a post that was like, it's easy to do this if you get, you know, you just don't eat any of the food you like. And
just have somebody prepare things for you. And
yeah, exactly. So, again, it's that's the least of our worries is casting somebody as Batman and seeing if they get shredded or not.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going to be like, oh, he's still just a weedy man. I guess we'll put him in anyway.
Yeah.
No.
There's been also speculation that maybe he's the Nightwing. Like, and he's taken on the role, which I actually don't mind either. Mm. But there's also more rumors, of course, we've talked about this, that it's set in the 90s. And it looks like Josh Gad is the Penguin. He keeps talking about on Twitter. The story goes that they're doing Penguin and Catwoman again.
Okay.
So like Batman Returns. And there's going to be four other villains. Like a rogues gallery.
Oh, very. Okay. Interesting.
That's good.
Yeah. I was going to say, having not seen Gotham in a long time, I recently saw like the second to last scene of the last episode of Gotham. And it's the actors playing the Penguin and the Riddler just in full costume regalia all of a sudden.
Nice.
Like I'd not seen the show, but they were just like in business suits or whatever for every episode I'd seen of them. And then all of a sudden they're in like these Technicolor suits in the darkness of Gotham and like question marks and
I love
cravats and top hats or whatever with question marks. And I'm like, that's taken a turn, that show, hasn't
well,
it?
Well, you missed the five seasons in between.
That's, I guess I did. Yeah. Also, we need...
I don't know whether that ended well. I haven't really heard that much about it. I haven't heard complaints, so I assume that it did.
Assume it ended fine. We're also going to need... if it's still speculation as to who's who, we're going to need... we're going to need Army Hambat.
Yep, that's not bad.
Army Hambat. And who was the other one? Josh Bat. Just in case he's Batman.
Well, you never know, because anyone can get shredded
or whatever.
Anyone
can get shredded in Hollywood,
that's right. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so look.
Seth Rogen was Green Hornet.
Yep.
He got shredded for that movie. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
The shirtless scene in Green Hornet?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, when he got totally shredded. Yeah,
I remember.
When he's flipping ties, he's got a train to fight Christoph Waltz's character.
Yes.
Whoever Christoph Waltz played in that movie. He's got to flip tires all
day. Did he flip tires in that?
Yeah, and he got totally shredded. Yeah.
Cameron Diaz, maybe?
You think of The Mask.
No, she's in that.
Is she? All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
She's like the Pepper Potts.
Flipping tires.
They're all flipping tires.
They're all flipping tires.
Who was his sidekick in that? Who was the actor?
But he was flipping tires.
Because he was good. Shredded. I remember him being good, being like, they should use him for other things.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
It's ad time.
It is ad time.
And in a frenzy.
Yes, I'm listening.
I'm not really in a frenzy. But I'm in
you should be in a frenzy.
I'm in a frenzy. I'm in a frenzy, Mason.
Yes.
Because we're talking about movement watches.
You love movement watches. Well, actually, I love movement watches. I project that onto the rest of the world.
No, that's true. I do love movement watches.
You do,
but your love of movement watches knows no bounds.
It's borders on the deranged.
Can you get enough of their 1960s American-style muscle car-inspired blacktop collection?
You asked this earlier, and I cannot get enough. I was unaware that in wearing one, I've got one that's got like a nice green dial to it. It looks real, real, real sick. I was unaware that made me a cool greasy muscle car man.
That's right.
But it does.
Not greasy.
I mean, that's unrelated to the watch. Greaser.
That's the
term I'm thinking of.
That's the correct term.
Yeah, I didn't know I was a big muscle car man, but I guess I am now.
I guess you
I'm gonna
bloody
get myself
are.
A Camaro.
Mason, they only do like cool muscle car watches. They do other watches, of course.
They do. They run the gamut from muscle car to dainty little watch
car.
Yes.
That's right. They have watches for men and women, sunglasses, and also accessories that are perfect gifts for family or friends or significant others.
Adorn every part of your body with movement watches and products.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you'll be getting a compliment, a left and a right and a center, no
yes.
doubt.
Mm-hmm.
As we have many a times when we have
strutted
our stuff.
A lot of people will say, I'll put on a movement watch and people will be like, people apropos of nothing, who I'm assuming are not being paid by movement, will tell me that's a great watch.
That's some underground. Imagine if they were those. That's some underground marketing.
Incredible marketing. Okay, we want a podcast who advertises for us to have a spontaneous moment where somebody enjoys their watch. Let's pay someone to come up to them in the street and tell them their watch is nice.
You know what's also great about them?
That's organic.
Yeah, definitely.
That is, yeah.
Interchangeable straps for tons of occasions. If you're like, I'm going to a muscle car convention, I obviously need a
muscle car strap for that,
but
exactly,
I'm going to a different convention for a different style of watch.
The opera convention.
Yeah, that's right.
As an example, you can put on a fancier strap.
A fancy one, that's right, yeah. Mm. They're all about looking good while keeping it simple. So they tell the time. They don't blow up your wrist with text messages or notifications or emails or anything like that.
It's just another thing to look at.
I don't need that.
It affects your brain, I reckon.
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. And also, they were started by a couple of cool college kids. I say cool. That'd have to be, right? Or at least have a sense of style and purpose.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right.
That was sick of...
Maybe they weren't cool, and then they were like, but if we wear these watches, we could be any kind of muscle car man we want to be.
That's actually very possible. Mm-hmm. Because they were living on a tight budget, as most people do.
And so they were like, let's spend millions of dollars on a watch company.
Well, they wanted a way for people to get watches for very high quality. So say you pay $400 for a watch... you'd pay about $95 for a movement one.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that, of course, by cutting out the middleman. They've also sold almost 2 million watches in over 160 countries.
That's a lot of watches.
And with the money you can save, you can save
a muscle car.
That muscle car you've always
exactly.
wanted.
Exactly. Yeah. No. With the savings from an inexpensive movement watch, you could just purchase a muscle car.
Just straight out.
It's just straight out
cash.
In cash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can actually get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/weeklyplanet.
Mm-hmm.
Movement always launching new styles on their site. Check out the latest at mvmt.com. That's mvmt.com/weeklyplanet for that 15% off. Join the movement. Get a watch. Get a watch that you like very much. End of the ad?
No, I disagree. Keep on singing. Do another verse. James, do a verse about how much you love movement watches. No, I'm just kidding. It's the end of the ad.
Now we got to do John Wick 3.
We do.
Why didn't they call it John Wick 3 Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West, Mason?
Because it doesn't make any sense in or out of context.
I wrote it down.
That's fascinating.
I did the notes late last night.
Oh, cool.
This will play.
Yeah.
And it did.
To who? To the listeners. You don't know that
and
for sure.
And to you.
Mm.
You want to talk box office?
Yes.
$57 million in the US opening. It toppled Endgame.
Huh.
In its fourth week in the cinema. So
yeah, right.
Good on that. John Wick 1 made $88 million worldwide in its total run. John Wick 2 made $171.
A couple of sleeper hits.
That's right. This will beat both. Which is good because, you know, these movies are good on the whole. But was this one good on the whole?
Was it?
It's all right.
All right.
I thought the martial arts was good.
Now, normally, you would throw in a what do you think the story was. But I'm going to turn it around on you and I'm going to say, John Wick 3, can you tell me what the point was? Of this movie.
Revenge.
No, but what was the point of the movie?
The point was that he was excommunicated.
Yes.
From the last John Wick 2.
Right.
And then he had to go and stop himself from being murdered.
Yep.
So it was John Wick not be murdered.
But what was the point of the movie?
What do you mean?
Like, where it ends and where it starts.
Yeah.
Are the same. They're exactly the same.
Okay, so it kind of goes, no, I think there's some changes.
Okay.
I think there's some shifts in the universe.
Oh, yes. You think
kind
so?
Kind of happen. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
All right.
I was going to say, like, I've written here, it's kind of a weird one to spoil because the things that you really need to talk about aren't so much the narrative, it's the action sequences.
Yeah, right.
And how does that work in terms of spoilers?
That's a good point because a lot of the major action sequences we see at least in part in the trailer.
Mm.
So there's very little of this that you don't already know is going to happen in this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I guess we save the major plot points for the end.
Okay, let's do that.
And
if indeed there is
generalities
any.
About
right.
the people.
So did you enjoy this movie?
Yeah. I thought it was... Yeah, I mean, choreography-wise, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it looks really
and
good.
And like the settings, like there's one setting in like a glass kind of room.
Yeah.
Towards the end, they use animals in fights and things like that, which I really enjoy.
There's a sequence at the very start, which we say. That's in the trailer where he fights a guy with a book. There's a sequence that is also in a trailer where he fights a whole bunch of dudes unarmed, except with knives.
Yes,
that sequence is really good. That's
when
It's right at the start. He doesn't have a gun.
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of dudes.
Is that when he makes the gun?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. No,
but then
yeah.
there's a lot of... Then he gets one bullet in, and then it's a lot of fist fighting. I really enjoyed that.
Yep.
Following on from that, and there's a lot of knife throwing and et cetera. Yeah. But following on from that...
It wears a bit thin.
If you're a big fan of people getting shot in the head and also people reloading guns... Like under pressure.
Yes.
This is a movie for you.
Yeah. If you're a big fan of people in suits handing each other weird coins, then you are in
this
for
This is
a
the
treat.
Movie for you. You better believe it.
If you're you're a fan of people calling in favors for things that had happened in previous times in their lives.
That you don't really remember. Maybe they happened in previous movies, maybe they didn't.
But they've got a weird coin to prove it.
You better believe they've got a coin, yeah. Then you were in for a treat, but there is this...
I'm going to be honest, though, go on.
No, I was going to say that the action that this movie has is pretty spectacular, but it does get a bit samey for me.
Towards the end, I found the end action sequence kind of one of the least compelling. Visually interesting, but I literally dozed off for a minute towards the end. And look, I had a rough night, to be fair. That wasn't necessarily the movie's fault. And I know, these are spectacular. Yep. Like, the fight scenes, the way that they're choreographed down to... Like, it's like an intricate dance, you know what I mean? It's to be commended. But why...
The fights feel like UFC... They feel like UFC fights if the two opponents or multiple opponents actually wanted to murder each other. And it goes for a really long time.
And it goes for... Yes. Yeah. So, look, we're probably going to...
There's so many flips. Yeah. There's so many flips and throws.
Definitely. Like, I'm sure we'll catch some grief for this. But, yeah, I just think... I think narratively, I think the first one is the strongest. Because you care about the reason he's
doing it. Is it more grounded in normalcy as well?
I think it might be, yeah.
Is it two where things get really weird and it's all coins and all and hotels?
More so, yeah. No, there's hotels in the first one, I believe, but yeah.
I feel like the fact that this is so far removed from the real world, that it loses some of the immediacy or the relatability.
Well, in the first one, like two guys or three guys just go into his house and just beat him with bats.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get up. But in this one, like he's... falling off buildings. And
he gets hit by two cars in the span of 10 seconds. Then he just gets up and runs away.
Yeah. It's a lot of him limping and running away.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, so it's the universe has definitely shifted. But I think it's one of those things you just roll with it. Because I think the universe is really intricate and interesting. But you can't really think about it too much. Because this underground New York is basically just New York. Because everybody seems to know everything and everyone. And,
yeah, right.
And every homeless person is working for bloody, what's his name, in secret... Lawrence Fishburne or whatever.
Yeah.
And
you can hand a taxi driver a coin and he immediately knows who you are and where you're going and what your deal is.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think you just got to kind of let that go.
All right.
Yeah.
And then just let the action sequences wash over you, I guess.
But that being said, there are some really good... Let's just do spoilers.
Okay, let's do spoilers.
I liked it. I didn't love it.
I also liked it and didn't love it. So what do we do? Best movie ever or worst movie
ever?
Well,
I'm going to say, that tips over to best for me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if it's more...
I'm going to say best movie ever just for the opening couple of fight sequences.
Yes.
And then again, it's diminishing returns for me, this movie, I
agree.
Yeah,
I completely agree. So yeah, the martial arts are incredible, obviously, and the gunplay, et cetera, and so forth. I really liked the inclusion of Halle Berry and her attack dogs. I thought that sequence was really spectacular.
But then again, after that, it's just...
I like dogs biting people on the balls.
Yeah, I know, but then it's just like every action sequence with her in it, apart, you know... It's just one long extended action sequence where it's like, okay, well, now the dogs are going to bite the guys in the balls and then she's going to walk up and headshot them 50 times.
Yes. So, yeah, that's fair enough. What about this, though? I like it when he would make a horse kick a guy in the head.
That happened a couple of times, didn't it? Yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot.
It was good, yeah.
Also, I'm watching the fight scenes with the horses there and I'm like, whew, do they really have horses there? Because that's really
dangerous. Very dangerous, right?
Like, you'd want those horses to be well trained, and I'm sure they were. But yeah.
Or not there at all, for the most part.
Or not there at all, exactly, yeah. Because you wouldn't really want to be kicked into a horse.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was that, the book fight I liked. There's just him and one other giant guy at the start the book fight.
What I enjoyed about, I think, the first couple of sequences is that we had to show that he's dangerous without a gun.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was clearly building to, like, well, you take away his miraculous headshot ability, what else does he have?
Absolutely.
Key to the book.
Key to the book, yeah.
Key to the knife. Key to the fist.
That dude when he broke his neck on that book, I was like, and you see the head kind of...
Loll over, yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The motorbike scene was good. I saw somebody had posted a similar sequence from a different movie in the Great Mates group.
Yeah, right.
Which was, it seemed like it was done more for real, as in But everybody on the motorbike was like passing the camera to each other to capture the action. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So seeing that, I'm like, well, that's a better version of that. But that being said, it was still quite
pretty
good.
Pretty spectacular.
And
yeah.
You know, if you get a guy and a horse riding down the street shooting people in the head or whatever, nothing wrong with that, mate.
It's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You're so right.
I enjoyed the setting of the last sequence as well, that being in the hotel and the glass room and the weird rooms and whatever.
Yeah, right.
But it did just go on and on.
Boy, did it ever. Yeah. At that point, to me, it felt like a video game.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, he's got to defeat the mini-bosses. And then there's two mini-bosses, two more, and then he fights the real boss.
And some people he'll let go, and some people he'll murder or whatever.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because I remember he let Ruby Rose go in the last one, didn't he?
I think so. And he lets the two, the twins go.
Yeah.
I assume they're twins.
They're friends,
okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
He just lets them go, and they go... Cool, well, I guess you defeated us, even though we're hired killers, and we'll do anything for those sweet gold coins.
Because they were like, you're great, John Wick. And he's like, well, they're fans.
Yeah, so I'll let him live.
But he didn't let the other guy live.
Yeah, who was his biggest fan.
Yeah.
Mm.
Who was also maybe older than him.
It's tough to get a handle on that guy's character, I thought. Because initially he runs the Blowfish store.
Yes.
And he seemed like...
The only reason I know about that Blowfish is from The Simpsons.
Yeah, right.
That deadly Blowfish that you got to cut a certain way. Yeah. So go on.
And he seemed like kind of very straight laced and very kind of businesslike.
Yeah.
And then he's like, dude, I'm such a huge fan.
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that meant to be like he's secretly stoked to get to meet John Wick?
Yeah, I would say so. And kill John Wick or whatever.
Yes.
Keanu Reeves is really good in this. If you know, there's been a big Keanu Reeves renaissance in love. Which is really good.
Reeves Renaissance.
Yes. A lot of stories coming out of people meeting him and being super nice guy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think at some point we need to cut those off? Like, because the more he talks, the more he's going to say something bad. You know what I mean?
I don't think he will. Yeah.
But the more he talks, he's going to be like, something's going to tip him over the edge and people are going to be like, he's cancelled now.
Yeah. I hope not.
Yeah.
Because he seems like a genuinely good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you reckon he'll do more Matrix movies? And they're rebooting it. I reckon he will.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm.
I guess I'd like to see him as not an action guy though. Give us some different action characters to be, you know, action packed.
Okay.
And make him like one with the Matrix now or whatever.
Nah, boo. Get him to do some kicks.
All right, get him to do some kicks.
You can't have him in and not have him do some kicks.
All right, he can do one kick.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a hell of a kick.
You better believe it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the hotel setting was good at the end, but like I said, kind of went on and on and a bit. When he was betrayed at the end, in the weird room that was outside of the hotel.
That had a fireplace
or whatever. Uh-huh. That's good. I like that. Yeah. Do you think that betrayal wasn't really a betrayal and it was a saving John Wick situation?
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like that point, at that point, I'm like, well, obviously he's got the adjudicator, because we've got the adjudicator who, different.
Why does nobody shoot the adjudicator?
Good question. Also, how many dudes do you think John Wick would have to shoot before
people stop sending people after him to shoot?
How many could there possibly be? How many of these weird...
Half of New York.
How many of these weird... Yeah, that's right. Have they killed all the regular people in New York?
I guess so, yeah.
But how many of these everybody's got a tattoo killers are there?
Everyone knows each other a blood debt.
Yeah, like... Let's say
everyone went to a weird underground ballet.
Let's say
school.
He killed 5,000 of them. Would that be it? I wonder.
I think he has to go and kill the high table, and then the guy above the high table who looks younger than John Wick.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Probably his dad was the main guy.
Yeah, you're probably right. Because I saw that guy, I'm like, this is the guy? Yeah. Like the main guy?
See, that's the thing. I thought this movie was a lot of like wandering around to exotic locales and then back, and then it ends exactly like the start of it, where he's just on the street running away and everybody's out to kill him again.
But now the Rat King is angry because he got 7 cuts. And so now it's going to be the underground versus the high table,
right.
Okay. It's a metaphor for society or
is
whatever.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cool.
So you think that's cool?
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm glad you think it's cool.
Black Mirror,
in a way.
Yeah. Okay, but anyway, so
this isn't Black Mirror. Everyone's on a weird old-timey phone and writing each other notes and handing each other weird
Everybody's
coins.
Got not even a flip phone, but a slide phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, what an
That's
era.
A Matrix callback, right?
Yeah, it must be, yeah.
Yeah. He needs lots of guns.
He doesn't, yeah, exactly.
Matrix.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's the Matrix.
Just the first one.
Just the first Matrix. He gets shot off the roof.
Yeah.
But surely the adjudicator would know that he's wearing a bulletproof suit.
Well, because
they've all
we
got bulletproof suits
off
on.
Him or whatever.
And then he just falls off the roof. And it's like, why would there be even a moment's hesitation on the behalf of that adjudicator? You'd be like, well, you didn't shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
And he didn't splatter.
Yeah.
So he's probably still alive. Let's go down and shoot him more.
Yes.
To make sure. Like, but instead she's like, he's gone. He's gone though. Where did he go? Well, he didn't get shot in the head, so he's still alive.
Yep. I mean, he would have broken a lot of his bones.
Yeah.
So I guess the next one won't be set directly after.
I hope it will be.
Because he's still wearing...
I hope it's set. I hope the next one is the Lawrence Fishburne, Keanu Reeves team up we've been wanting again. And it's Lawrence Fishburne pushing him around in that cart. And he's just a bag of bones.
But he's got still
one.
Shooting.
He's got one working arm that's sort of flapping around. He's firing.
I think, yeah, because he's still bearing the injuries from like the very first John Wick.
Because these take place over like a week,
don't
they?
Whatever, or 4 weeks or whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's good. I think if you like action, it's the best kind of action.
Yeah, right.
But it does wear thin. What could
be done to break it up a little bit?
I think you bring in some more interesting character actors.
Right.
As some higher ups, because when they're like, this guy's the head of the organization, I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? I thought they were going to be like, it's James Woods. Not James Woods, obviously.
It's anyone but James Woods.
James Woods. Yeah. I don't know. I just think...
It's James Spader.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah. So... Do you know what I'm saying? Like, make the big bad somebody you're like, oh, that person I know as an actor and also as a good villain in this.
It's the dog from the first movie. He's not dead.
Dog Wick.
Dog Wick is back.
Well, did he
He's
shot
the head
in the
of the
head?
Table. I can't remember.
I don't think he did.
Well, it doesn't matter because in this movie, apparently, you can get shot off a building and fall many stories and live.
Yes.
You can be cut to pieces by an assassin with a sword.
Seven cuts.
And you're still alive.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Dog Wick could still be alive. But I mean, like, action sequence wise, what would make it... I don't mean, maybe I'm in the minority. Maybe people are like, oh my God, it's so good how he headshot all these people. And then at the end of the movie, he headshot all these other people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
No?
I don't know.
Maybe we're in the minority.
No, I'm saying, yeah, we probably are. I mean, most people who we've written in are like, they loved it and whatever. So we're probably definitely in the minority.
But how can you break up the action sequences so they're not all that, I wonder?
I think maybe you do have some character moments then. Like, I think you need to flesh out some
There were a lot of people making very, like, there was a lot of adjudicator making very, you know, bold statements to no one. And no, there was very little, it's a lot of characters saying sort of seemingly profound things to one another or like witty and profound things.
Yeah.
And then other people saying witty and profound things back. Yes. There never really feels like there's any human interaction happening.
I also don't
like in a movie with more realistic characters, that adjudicator would come in and say something witty and profound, and people would be like, "Why do you talk like that? No one in the world talks like that." And I guess again, it's part of that.
Okay, half of New York talks like
it's
that.
It's a surreal universe kind of thing, but I don't know. It didn't. It feels hard to connect. Felt for me hard to connect to these characters just because they don't feel like real. Like it's like. If they all died, it wouldn't affect our lives at all.
No.
Like the real people of New York.
Yeah. If there are any.
If there are any left. If these people all died, nothing would change.
No.
It's not like they're holding the key to New York. It's not like if they died, the city would be overrun with
zombies.
Crime and zombies and murderers. It's just, they're just killing each other seemingly.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
That's fine.
There didn't feel like any stakes or any.
I guess the thing is because you care about John Wick.
But do you care about John Wick?
Yeah.
I kind of do.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I like him.
But all he's got now is a dog and the memory of his dead wife.
Yeah.
You know? Which again, as illustrated, he will have until he dies.
Yes.
So then what?
Nothing.
Yeah, right?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Do you think he'd be...
So if they were more normal, relatable characters, I'd be like, well, I do care a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, the Penguin from Gotham is in this.
Yes, he is.
He is, yeah.
Whatever
that guy's name is.
Yeah. He's in that weird 1950s, everybody's got a tattoo room.
Switchboard, yeah. The tattoo switchboard, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing a TV show. They might connect Atomic Blonde as well.
Really? Okay.
Well, that's because they're both the same directors whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah. But this isn't over, Mason. It ain't over.
Oh, absolutely. It's not over.
Stretch.
How many do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to do four, five,
five,
six?
Five.
You think they're going to do five?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's going, I think it might be diminishing returns in terms of. Yeah. I mean, as far as action movies go, it is the benchmark.
Yeah.
In terms of pure action.
There's no denying that those sequences are.
It's also hard to talk
very
about.
Very impressive.
Because I'm not a choreographer by any stretch.
We can barely even say that word.
They were good. Like, he made a horse kick a guy.
Yeah, right.
And he was on a motorbike and he shot a guy in the head or whatever.
Mm.
But yeah, beyond that. If you're going for that, then yeah, you're going to be
You're going to be okay.
You're going to be all right.
And it's not like unbearable Transformers jagged metal rolling.
No, you always know what's happening. You always know what's going on at any given moment. You're always like, okay, well, he's fighting the two guys and we flip one guy over there and there's the other guy over there and you know exactly where they're going to come from.
Yeah.
And you can sort of go, okay, well, he's obviously going to keep this guy at bay and then he's going to shoot this guy and then, you know, you always know what's happening.
Yeah.
But it's more like, do you care after the 50th time he's done it?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And now it's time for...
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
What we reading?
Reading. What we...
Gonna.
Gonna read.
I'm doing the thing.
Well, I'm going to watch every episode of season 8 of Game of Thrones tomorrow.
Hooray!
So that's going to be exciting.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, kind of.
Have you heard, had the spoilers for you?
I think some of it has been spoiled for me.
Mm, you've already had the spoilers.
Yeah, I've had the spoilers. You better believe I've had the spoilers. But again, like, the one thing that Game of Thrones has got going for it is it looks real good.
Yeah.
Looks nice.
The one thing
it's got going.
Yeah.
Also, given that, you know, a lot of reactions of it has been mixed to negative.
Yeah.
I might really enjoy this.
I think you'll be okay because you don't care also.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think you'll be like, it was good.
Yeah. And since a lot of the time I only have vague remembrances of the characters and what they're
You're not going to watch the 20-minute recap on top of the 15 hours you have to
Maybe I'll watch the recap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I'm behind on this. Everybody else caught up on this weeks ago.
Mm.
But I just started watching I Think You Should Leave on Netflix, which is the Tim Robinson sketch show. It's quite surreal. It's very funny. Tim Robinson. He's a new guy. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what his deal is, but it's a...
Is it like Spaced?
No, it's unrelated sketches.
Is it like Big Horse?
I'll give you an example.
Big Horse, was that show? No.
I don't know what Big Horse is. BoJack Horseman. Are you thinking of BoJack Horseman? It's a bit Tim and Eric kind of situation.
I've never really seen Tim and Eric.
It's got more structure than that, although I think.
Okay.
But it's just kind of like... It's bizarre scenarios taken too far.
Well, I'm reading, Mason. There's a series called TIE Fighter on Comixology.
Oh, yes.
It's about an Imperial TIE Fighter squadron.
Yep.
It's from their perspective.
Oh.
And they have to take down a rogue Imperial sect.
Yes.
And so instead of killing rebels, so you're like, these guys are no good.
Oh, it's Imperial versus Imperial.
Yeah.
But who's the bad guy?
Well, they all are.
Yeah, right. So do I care?
No, I think they're good because the characters are good and whatever.
Also, I think I'm going to watch John Wick 1 and 2 again.
Well, I nearly did before the new one. I'm kind of glad I didn't because I think it would have been too much.
You think it would have been a chore?
If I had to watch 6 hours, I would have been oh, I can't watch that guy shoot people.
But at the same time, I'm like, I kind of want to watch them just to be like, how did the world evolve?
Okay, sure.
Because it feels like this one took an insane jump in terms of... switching from more or less the real world to a crazy world. But maybe it didn't. Maybe it was a smoother transition than I remember.
I think it is. Mm. But maybe it isn't.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Insane jumps. Anything else you're reading?
Freeze.
I read a bit more of The Freeze. You know
about
that?
The Freeze?
It's a dude. And everybody's just doing their work and being in the world.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a freeze. And everybody freezes.
Uh-huh.
But one dude doesn't freeze.
Right.
But whenever he touches somebody, they unfreeze.
Okay.
So, and he's the only person in the world that can do that.
And when he touches them again, do they refreeze?
No.
Huh.
So he unfreezes people. But then it's kind of like, well, we can't physically have you go around and unfreeze everybody. And I guess even if we did, it's been a few months. So there's the foods. We don't have food for everybody anymore.
Also, it's a choice for him. It's and like, who do you unfreeze?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What is this on? Comixology.
Comixology, yeah.
Huh, okay.
I can't remember if it's called The Freeze or Freeze.
Right.
But it's about freezing people.
Okay. Whole world's frozen.
But they're not really frozen. They're not cold.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They have been freezed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Are they decaying? Like,
no.
They're just frozen.
They just freeze.
Okay. They just freeze. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's intriguing.
Yeah.
So, what's that image?
I couldn't tell
Dark
you.
Dark Horse?
Yeah, it sounds like one of those.
Sounds like Dark Horse. IDW.
Let me check.
Dynamite Comics.
I don't think it's Dynamite.
No, it wouldn't be Dynamite.
That's Image.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Image are doing great stuff.
And what's the secret for Freeze? I don't know. What's his secret?
What is his secret?
Could you cut off his fingers and then...
Is he very warm?
He could be.
Mm-hmm.
But like, could you cut off his fingers and like...
Oh, yeah, go around the world with him. Yeah. Good question. Well, will that be answered?
It's a question for the Freeze to answer.
Yeah, it's true.
Or it's just called Freeze.
Or it's just called Freeze, yeah. You're absolutely right.
Anything else you're reading?
I think that's just about it.
Right. Then let's do the letters.
Let's do the letters. I've got a letters theme. Still loading. The
classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
I know they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
I can hear the letters theme through the microphone.
Incredible.
Not true.
Oh.
If you want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter, Facebook, Gmail, Bandcamp. Also, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com if you want to send Mason a Gmail and let him know what you're talking about. Put the subject in the heading. Keep it brief, would you say?
Sure, yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Love your life.
Succinct. Would succinct be a better way to put it?
Succinct and pithy.
Do you think it's more likely that you'll read out a succinct one than one that's
absolutely
eight
is.
Paragraphs?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Do you want to kick it off?
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is from Michael Dickon. We're dicking it off.
Nice.
Hey, guys, I'm always surprised by how familiar you are with even the most obscure American entertainment. I think that's...
because that's all we got.
But I also think it's sometimes we get weird stuff. Like, what Americans consider obscure.
Yeah.
We got it because...
it was the main thing. Like the show Now and Again.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was the main thing for a while.
What happened in America? What happens with when Australian like network TV buys American TV is they're like, okay, we'll buy a big... we'll sell you the big thing, but you also have to get... you have to take some cheap...
Now and Again.
Some cheap crap that lasted one season or whatever.
Yeah.
Or just something that didn't sell well here, but
we got Roswell.
We got Roswell, exactly. I'm thinking mostly of The Nanny.
Everybody
that was on like 5 days a week in Australia
for
a while. It
did not stop.
It didn't stop, but a lot of people in America don't know that exists.
Really?
So that's kind of, I think, yeah, I don't know.
So it was mainstream here as well.
Yeah, a lot of stuff that's obscure in America becomes mainstream here because that's all we had.
I also started hunting down a lot of this stuff when it became available.
Yeah, right.
Like when there was file sharing and you could get box sets of things like
The Nanny.
That. Like The Nanny, for example. But like Freaks and Geeks, that didn't, as far as I know, that didn't air here.
It may have.
Briefly.
Like Channel 9 at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. But only five episodes.
Yeah, right.
And out of order or whatever.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So that definitely helped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, I can't think of more than a few Australian shows or movies that have become popular here in the United States.
Fair enough.
Can you recommend any Australian media that Americans have been missing out on? Also, do they ever make Australian versions of hit American shows?
Rake. Wait, other way around. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No.
Oftentimes they will, if an Australian show is popular, they'll do an American version of
it. Thank God you're here.
Yeah, or Wilfred.
Oh, yeah.
Which is about the man who sees his dog as a person.
Yes.
Which got remade with...
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood in America.
For the same guy.
No Activity is a show on Stan.
Okay.
Which it's about some cops in a... it's about some cops in a, like, a surveillance van.
Okay. I do not know that one.
And that's got an American remake.
Rake.
Rake. Does that have an American remake?
Yeah, Greg Kinnear was Rake.
Was he?
Instead of Richard Roxburgh.
How long did that last?
1 minute.
1 minute?
No, very short.
Terrific.
Amount of time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Can we recommend any Australian media that Americans have been missing out on?
Rake.
Well,
we talked about this before the show, so we had something to talk about.
Yeah, right.
You mentioned Rosehaven.
Yep, that's a good one.
Which is a good comedy.
Uh-huh.
Luke McGregor, who people.
He's on that, yeah.
He's on a bunch. You probably heard him sneak in on a podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
And Celia Piccola as well. They did one with Claire, actually.
Uh-huh. There's a show, I don't know if Americans get it. It's an Australian show called Harrow, but Ewan Griffith's in it.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason. Somebody watch that and let me know if it's any good.
What is it? And is it good?
Is it good?
If you want a kid's show, Bluey. It's like about this. It's like the Australian Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
As far as movies go, though, I like the movie Noise.
Oh, yeah, I remember Noise.
That's from like 2006. It's about, again, it's a cop in a surveillance van of sorts.
Right.
Or an information van. Uh-huh. They're not all cop dramas set in vans, all right? Most of them are.
Some Australian movies are set in small suburban homes.
That's right.
What I like about Australian movies...
it's a low-key drug family.
It's always a low-key drug family. Exactly. That's what Red Dog's about. But it's... I think it's a movie like Noise where it's got a limited budget and it's set in a small area and they have to make the most of it with that script in mind.
Yes.
And something like Noise totally works, yeah.
One of my favourites is Two Hands.
Yeah.
It's Heath Ledger, Rose Byrne. It's from 1999. Mm. And it's... well, I've talked about it before. But it's an era of Sydney and King's Cross, which is past.
Yeah, right.
In a lot of ways, but this, Sydney, you know, there's still some shady areas. But it's this snapshot in time. And watching it now, it's like, this is a bizarre world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was pretty close to how things were because there were a lot of gangs that ran out of there or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's Heath Ledger's first movie. It was probably the first time he was really noticed, I would say, at least. And same with Rose Byrne, but it's definitely worth a visit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's much easier now if you want to break through is to... do YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
I was going to say Auntie Donna. If you don't know Auntie Donna already, I imagine most people who listen to this have seen Auntie Donna before.
A gunshot. Did you see the recent one? It's the most recent one,
yeah. So Auntie Donna, sketch group, have a podcast on the Planet Broadcasting Network, yep. which is great, and people should definitely check that out. I think it's getting weirder. But also they have a bunch of sketches on YouTube, some of which are interconnected, or unconnected rather, and sometimes they do a whole web series. So they've done 1999, set in an office in 1999.
Fantastic.
And they're doing Glenridge Secondary College, which is set in a high school. A lot of people have related to, there's a sketch that came out recently about the teacher keeping students out after class, which a lot of people are getting on board with.
I've done that. Yeah. Like I'm watching that, I'm like, I did that exact thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to go back a little further, my favorite Auntie Donna sketch of all time is called Jambalam. Yes. So it's about an app. People should go back and check that one out. I think it's my favorite.
One of my more recent ones, which I really liked, I watched it again last night and I was just laughing to myself while Claire's like, what are you doing? Uh-huh. But it's them talking about the executives from Subway.
And talking about Jared Fogle.
They're trying to create a sandwich which will make people forget that they hired a pedophile as their spokesperson for 15 years. Uh-huh. And they're going through different varieties of sandwiches, which I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
Because before they were doing, before this new series came out, they were doing a sketch a week. They're like, we'll just do a low budget sketch.
In the
office. And it's one of those. But I think it's so funny. Mm. Yeah. Anything else?
No, that's
all the Australian content.
That's all the Australian content. Get it on YouTube, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Get it on YouTube for free. But they might be having some other bigger projects coming up. Yes. But then again, they may not, because everything is in flux constantly.
Mm-hmm. World's on fire.
That's right.
I don't know if you know that.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. This is from Twitter. And Leon, is Nintendo making a live-action Smash Bros. Cinematic University?
Oh, because we've got a Pikachu.
Getting a Pikachu. We're getting a Mario
Brothers.
Yeah. I hope so. Nintendo are weird. So they may not. They may not be doing this because they're very... There's so many... Like, I was going through the eShop and I'm like, there's so much stuff that you don't have on here, which is just printing money. Like, if they release, like, Mario 64, like, you know, just for example. You know what I mean? There's so many classic Nintendo games that they could put on there that they don't. Uh-huh. I don't know what they're doing.
Is this for Switch?
I guess. For Switch, yeah.
Does Switch have, like, an N64 emulator in it?
No.
Nope. So somebody would have to make that, I guess.
Well, yeah. Or you can get it.
I guess you could just install one.
You can get one. But like having it, like I actually, what they did release and I've, well, they're releasing on the 21st and I've downloaded it is Resident Evil 4, which I've beaten like multiple times.
All right.
But I'm like, I'll take that portable. I love that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. it's the best Resident Evil.
If somebody doesn't use that in some promotional materials, I'll take that portable. I love that game.
So... But no, do you think they're making a Smash Bros. Cinematic at your university?
No.
Because?
Well, because you'd have to... Because Pikachu is an animated character in a real world.
Yep.
So in order to put Mario of the Mario Brothers...
Yep.
I'm going to say it like that from this
You're
point forward.
You're allowed to. I'll allow it.
They would have to make a cartoon Mario.
Yes.
But where does he live?
Well, the dimensions, you know?
Oh, dimensions.
Remember,
okay.
Dimensions are so
Yeah,
hot
I guess so.
At the moment.
Yeah, no, I
you get
guess
a dimension,
hot.
You merge a dimension.
I guess you could merge a dimension.
I mean, because even in the games, like, Link doesn't live in the same universe as Kirby, presumably.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, Zelda.
Thank you.
The guy with the green hat.
Yeah, exactly. Zelda, you think of Zelda.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess they could. Mm. I mean, there's no. What's the plot of the Smash Brothers?
They smash each other.
They smash each other. Okay, cool.
And they're brothers.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. That could work.
I played that recently with somebody. I hadn't really played it since maybe the 64.
Yeah, right.
And I just couldn't do it.
Too frenetic?
yeah, because there's a rhythm to it which I...
You've lost your edge.
Yeah. Well, I never really was that good at it anyway, so I'd have to buy it and kind of sink a lot of time into it. And yeah, I won't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was always under the impression...
Release a Star Fox! They should release Star... There was a Star Fox on the Wii U,
yep.
But you had to use the tablet as well, and it was horrible.
Ooh.
But if you fix those controls and you just put them into the Switch, it would probably be good.
Yeah. Are you talking about a modern day...
I don't want the bloody knockoff one they made where Fox McCloud is a playable character, Starlink or whatever. I don't want that.
Yes.
I want an actual Star Fox game.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm. Did they Mario. Call it Star Wing here?
The first one they did, at least. Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was good, I remember.
It was good.
Remember that Mode 7?
Mode
7?
I recently
watched... Hey, guys, just what?
What?
You're in Mode 7 right now. Black Mirror.
No wonder you look like shit. Gotcha.
What?
I recently... They recently on that... When they released the Super Nintendo Mini,
mm-hmm.
they put on Star Fox 2,
yeah,
the
right.
unreleased version, because they made it, and then it was... kind of going to coincide roughly with when the 64 was releasing. So they went, oh, this ain't good. Uh-huh. So they scrapped
just,
it.
And they just released a Neo Geo Mini. Have you seen that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking about it.
You won't get it.
No.
You don't have the
guts.
Well,
I won't because like...
You can just download
I guess I could. But also there's like five Metal Slug games on there. Do I need five Metal Slug games?
Do you not?
No.
Yeah, it's interesting.
But they didn't have Ninja Combat on there.
Oh,
it's the one I wanted.
Me. Yeah, you get a call from like a number. Like, look at that number.
It could be anybody.
Could be anybody. Delete and deny. Yep. I bet it's a bill. They're like, you haven't paid this bill.
Yep.
But
not gonna.
Also, maybe I did. So.
Yeah, maybe you did. Maybe they're just harassing you for no reason.
Yeah, so I think they could, but again, Nintendo are weird and they're really protective of their property, so
yeah, right.
So maybe not.
Yeah, right.
And also they don't care what people seem to ask for.
That's like, true, they just do their own thing.
Which
yeah.
I admire also, I think it's good. Uh-huh. They recently... Because
people don't know what they do or do not want, ultimately.
Yeah, that's not incorrect. But the sometimes they get a big enough petition together. They know what's up. But they recently restarted work on Metroid. Like, they made an announcement. They were like, we were doing it and we're not happy with it. So we're scrapping and we're starting again.
Uh-huh.
Just to let you know, it's going to be like another 2 years at least because...
Right.
Yeah. I admire that. Yeah. It's good.
Also, like, I feel like... You know, your Metroids, your Marios, etc. You're just sort of trading on nostalgia.
Yeah.
Why don't you let Nintendo just do a new thing?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll enjoy that.
Maybe you'll love Splatoon.
Maybe you love people do love Splatoon. Especially was that a Nintendo?
Two. Yeah. Especially
okay. Well,
two.
There you go.
My brother loves it. The one you don't like, but he loves it, and he loves you. That was him on the phone.
Wow. Because I didn't pay his bills.
Yeah, and I don't have his number, his name in my phone. So.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. There you go. I got another tweet here, though, from Sam Robinson, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. If you could go back in time and show your younger comic book loving self one modern comic book movie, which would it be?
Oh.
Would it be The Avengers for you?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, because you got to think about kid you as well. You wouldn't be like, here's The Dark Knight Rises.
No, absolutely not. No, it'd be a colorful one. It'd be a Marvel one. It might be Avengers. It might be Iron Man 1. Because as a kid, Iron Man was my favorite character.
Even as like 8, you think you could?
Yeah,
you'd be okay with it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That's true because it would have been better than anything then.
Yeah, and I think it would have been like I could have been like, listen, it's gonna get tough out there.
Yeah,
you're gonna see some terrible ones.
Blade 2 is okay,
but hold out till 2008, and you're gonna get exactly what you wanted.
Yeah, well that's true.
Yeah,
don't think Batman Begins.
No, too grim for a kid. Way no, too
I mean,
grim.
You like Batman Begins though, don't you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I don't think Kid... I think Kid Me would probably like it.
Yeah. Well, you like Batman 89, so I'd imagine you'd like Batman Begins.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd probably go first Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
I think a kid in the 90s would love Justice League.
No. I don't think they would. Oh, no, actually, I think they would, but that's only because they didn't know there was something better.
That's what I'm saying.
So you were planning on pranking your childhood self, is what you're saying. Yeah. I think Avengers would also be good because I get you don't really need it the context of the rest of the...
No, you don't. Yeah.
The previous movies because it's set up well enough that you go, okay, well, I know all the players.
Yeah.
And I know the bad guys and here it is, so...
You could drop in X-Men 2000 from the 2000. You could take that to your 1995 self.
Yeah.
You could, listen, you could wait five years.
Yeah.
What about right now?
That's right. $20. I'm short on money in this scenario. Give me $20.
What's this paper note from the 90s? We had paper money, didn't we, Mason? Uh-huh. Now we can swim with our money. Is that why they invented it?
Yeah, because we're such a surf-going country.
Aren't we just?
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm trying to think of like a weirder one you could maybe drop in.
That Deadpool? Might...
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, maybe. If I was like 12, 13.
Look, if we can wait a week, I might be sending Brightburn back to my childhood self. Oh. Being like, they're all like this now. Or like, what's the one where Rainn Wilson's like, shut up, crime?
Super.
Super.
Yeah.
Maybe that one.
Yeah.
Or Defendor, one of the ones that's like a grim mediation on society.
Yeah, Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah, and it's just this is what they're all like now.
Yeah,
we threw all the we threw all the heroes you loved in the bin, and now it's just this guy beating up a regular man with a lead pipe or a wrench or something. Yeah,
that shit would be.
Let's prank our childhood selves.
I probably would.
Uh-huh. Do you think we'd end up worse?
Yeah,
or the same.
It'd be interesting to. See, I think Man of Steel would nearly be a good one.
It's
until it isn't. I think to a point, that's a good movie.
Yeah. I wonder about that because I feel like at the very least, the structure of all the movies from the 90s was very predictable.
Yeah.
In a way of like, this person gets the powers, but what are they going to do?
Yeah.
And it turns out at the end they're a hero. But like, Man of Steel is almost like that.
Yeah.
Except it's, well, he's got all these powers. What's he going to do? Well, immediately he saves the life of all the people on the oil rig.
Yes.
So you know he's going to be a hero.
Okay, sure.
Straight away. So it takes all the dramatic tension out of. And of course, you know he's Superman. So yeah, I mean, you know, what's he going to do?
But what is he going to do?
What is he going to do? But it's like that's the weird structure of Man of Steel. Is yeah. It's like, well, we already know he's going to be a hero. So at the end, when he puts the we know he's going to be a
yeah.
We know he's going to be Superman.
You know, it'd be a good one.
What's that?
Homecoming would be a good one.
That would be a good one.
I think that'd be because I think it's also because you'd be like, I'm familiar with this style of universe from like Ferris Bueller or whatever. Because it's not
yeah,
dissimilar.
Right. Uh-huh.
Or, but it might be a bit much into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, that'd be way too much.
Yeah. They're all like this. Yeah. $20.
In fact, the whole world's like this now.
Black Mirror.
Yeah. But the only reason I would not maybe send back Homecoming is because there's a lot of detail from the previous movies that I don't think is really adequately explained.
Like Iron Man?
Why is he friends with Iron Man?
I think that's like picking up an issue though.
I guess that's probably true. Yeah.
Like, and he's friends with Iron Man.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm.
But also,
like, where have all the weapons come from?
Yep.
Like, where have all the vultures' weapons come from? Stuff like that. Okay,
because it does open with like the end of the Chitauri invasion.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. Yeah.
So, but again, I guess it is kind of like opening up any random issue of whatever.
But as like a standalone movie, yeah, I think you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
I like Doctor Strange.
You would.
I do.
Good, thank you.
Is that the show?
I think that's the whole show.
Good.
Yes.
Why don't you head on over to nickmason.com/dickhead and he'll finish off the show for us.
I'm going to do that right now and see what it is. It'll be the drummer from Pink Floyd. It's always the drummer from Pink Floyd. Guys, thank you everybody for listening.
Yeah.
I nearly put in Dick Mason. What's wrong with me?
Because it's who you really are.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Nickmason.com portfolio.
Mm.
Here we go. Here we bloody go.
I'm ready.
Anyway, thanks everybody for listening to the show and subscribing and telling a friend. We love that. Give us a nice review on the iTunes. If you'd like to contact us, it's weeklyplanetpod@gmail, at Facebook,
and
at
Twitter.
Bandcamp, at Twitter. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. And on Instagram, I'm Nick Maso, M-A-S-E-A-U.
Yeah.
You're on Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere in the
Twitter,
entire world.
Facebook, Instagram, Netflix.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
You can also go to planetbroadcasting.com, sign up to the newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. He's at Raw Collings.
Do you think he can be stopped?
He can't be stopped.
Definitely
the guy's
not.
Unstoppable.
Don't even try.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Let's see. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. Chuck in a buck. We would very much appreciate
it. Give us $1.
We need to finish this studio. We need to get that infrared sauna thing you want to do. I need a big sandwich.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, but it's true.
I've had some big sandwiches, but I cannot afford this lifestyle.
Yeah.
So
what kind of big sandwiches you've been rocking?
I had a Japanese sandwich the other day. It was
what
very
was in
nice.
It?
It was like a fried prawn sandwich.
Oh, that sounds really good.
A sando.
What was the bread?
It's like this Japanese bread. It's very thick.
Mm.
Spongy. It's nice.
Like a sponge.
Yeah, like a sponge.
They just gave you a sponge, didn't they?
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, it's Japanese.
That's right. That's what they're all eating over here in Japan. That's what they're all eating. Also, you can get we also have an Amazon affiliate link in the episode description. If you want to click through there and buy anything you can possibly dream of. A lot of people sent in, and we get a kickback from that.
Yeah.
A lot of people sent in recommendations.
Yes.
For tablets, for reading comics.
All no good. Don't want them.
No, they're all good recommendations.
I've already looked into it all.
Android does have a Comixology app now, so that's good. And you can make in-app purchases, which is good.
Well, I want one that just does reading. I don't want other shit, because then I'll be like, what's happening on my Hotmail?
A lot of people recommended the Kindle Fire. I don't think we can get the Kindle Fire in Australia. They won't ship it over.
Really?
Yeah. Also, I think it's one of those ones, if you send it over, it just doesn't work here.
Oh, okay.
Because
of the
networking and blah, blah, blah. We don't have the...
Yeah, you know. Cool. That's great. It's good that it's good that the government's good here.
Mm. Okay, Nick Mason, the photographer, he seems to photograph a few samples from my portfolio. I wonder if I know this Nick Mason. He's photographing goth stuff. He's photographing...
So this isn't actually Nick Mason, the drummer Nick Mason.
No, it's a different guy. I think he might be Australian because he's got a photograph here of RMI TV.
Oh.
RMI TV.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, we've lost track a little bit.
Isn't there also a Nick Mason in the comedy scene who was doing comedy who's not you?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he about?
Don't know.
I'm going to get him. On this show.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Oh, I can take a week off.
Yeah, he lives in Yarraville.
Oh, maybe it is the Nick Mason I know.
Or his post boxes. And wow. Anyway.
Cool. Anyway, if you'd like to support the show, do that thing I just said earlier. We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com. Thank you to the Brute and Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes.
Yeah, man.
Have I missed anything?
I don't think you ever have.
I've never missed anything.
No.
Anyway, thanks guys for listening. What a bloody treat. Next week, Aladdin and Brightburn.
And maybe Game of Thrones, but also maybe not.
Maybe not, okay.
And maybe Sam Loy.
So see any number Brightburn. Of those things. Yeah, he's got a new series out of Human Ordinary, the great podcast. I've been listening to it. It's really good.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about it next week, though.
Yeah,
also,
cool.
Yeah, with nice. Him. But yeah, between now and then, maybe to... Get your fill of Sam Loy before he comes on.
Yeah,
so he's had enough.
Just about stuff. Enough.
No, he's really great.
Mm-hmm.
He was on for we talked about Alien 3 and 4.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. So yeah, he's a great dude. All right, next week, goodbye.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
And goodbye.
And goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.